Finally, the group of four left the site behind the bushes at Cameron Meadows courtyard. Surrounded by wooded tropical trees, branches, leaves, and unknown whispers in the wind, they wallowed through the trail, carrying swords on their hips and backpacks, dragging their bags along full-season tropical soil. Tired, with a desire to sleep in their eyes. Glowing hints of purple dominated the sky, while a dying moon seeped behind cloud cover, in a misty, dark atmosphere. Emily held Joshua's hand for support, while King Banger and Tunic led the way in front of them. "Em, why would those wolves hate you?" Joshua asked, unconvinced. He wanted to reach a clear understanding of the wolves' intentions, even though he knew it had something to do with the Dream Watchmen, as always. "What happened when you were trapped in your dream?" he asked. "Good question, Joshua," King Banger stated. "No doubt they wanted the Hope chest key. The lead wolf, Nexus's, was given orders by the Dream Watchman," Emily replied. She followed behind Joshua, clutching his hand tightly. "She is Wolverine's mate." "Is she blaming you?" Joshua asked. "Does Nexus's seek to avenge his death?" "She hates me to the core," Emily divulged. "That is why she is probably pleased to pursue me on behalf of the Dream Watchman." "Silence," whispered Tunic. He gestured for everyone to come to a complete stop, and they all halted at the same time. Several large blackbirds suddenly flew out of a spooky tree ahead of them. When Emily and the group looked upward, the birds faded into the dark sky quietly. "I hear footsteps. Someone, or something is out there," Tunic continued. "I do not think it was those birds," King Banger warned. After waiting a few more minutes, the group discovered there was nothing present after the birds vanished. "My guess is that, whatever it was, is now gone," he finished. "I cannot hear one single thing," Tunic said. King Banger continued to lead the way along the path. Tunic, Joshua, and Emily followed closely behind him, with extra caution. "Hurry to the cave," he said. "The mud people take responsibility for killing Wolverine," Joshua reflected on the scene, at the Crescent Bridge crossing, beneath Emily's grandmother's farm in Liberty County. They hiked a steady course to the cave. "It is not your fault, Em. You have no reason to feel guilty about Wolverine's death," King Banger said. "Besides, he was the enemy."